she wanted. Off to school, pay her tuition, get some socks for Wozie, get ready for this day with Warren, and my hair and nails done, and,
Krista, put my phone down!
Tell me what you want, tell me what you see, where you wanna go, what you wanna be. If you have a dream, you can make it there with a lot of work and a lot of prayer. If you take your time, gotta be precise, gotta have a plan, double check it twice. Wait, hold up. Slow down, still won't need advice. Someone's gone before, maybe talk to them. Then after you do, go and talk to him. Great is gonna come, maybe not tonight. Take your time today, future's looking bright.
Got a lot of friends, made a lot of ends. Twitter, you the trendy, my Bentley Benz. But you're moving kinda fast. Keep sweating, you gotta make it last. Live every day like it's your last. But don't forget to have a blast.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, August the 25th, 2013. We're talking about the principles of Scripture. We're talking about Sabbath reform. We must come together as poor, working class masses of the black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples of the earth. Poor, working class, oppressed proletariat. We must come together, overcome race, overcome ethnicity, overcome falsely perceived class difference. Because if you're not the ruling class, if you're not running anything, then you are the poor working class. Oprah Winfrey, if she stopped working and if they who employ her turn against her, her money is done, because she doesn't run the worldwide system. She must see herself as being part and parcel of the proletariat, poor working class masses. Although you may say she's rich, she's not the Rothschild and Oppenheimers. And if they turn on her because they raised her up, they raise up various peoples in the entertainment industry, whether music, TV, so on. And if they decide to take them out, they suffer. So what we are saying is, all of us who are not the ruling class, if you're not a house of Rothschild, if you're not a part of the 13 families, if you are not a part of the affiliated families of the 13 families, then join the poor working class masses. Let's come together. Let's reform. Let's reform with the Sabbath and cease and desist debt slavery and wickedness and devilment. Further in Deuteronomy chapter 15, we learn that if your brother is poor and in need, and we say sister, if your brother or your sister is poor and in need, you are obligated by God's law to lend to them and help them sufficiently. This is the principle. These are the principles that we must operate under and teach the babies and the youth and the children, so that when they grow into power, we have a society that is a righteous society. If 12 through 15, verses 12 through 15 in chapter 15 of Deuteronomy, if your brother or sister is sold to you as a slave after 6 years, which is the seventh year, after 6 years, we come to the seventh year, set them free and give of your land, flock, and wine to the former slave. Let's say you keep their service for 6 years. After that 6 years, free them up and give them some of your land. Give them some of your resources. Give them some of your wealth. That's not what they teach in school. They teach crush the people. They teach in the CIA, kill and crush and destroy. They teach in order to go up and rise up in this society, you must be willing to crush anyone, stand on top of anyone, climb the back of anyone to get ahead. No, God don't teach that. God S don't teach that. Yahweh Yahuwah, my almighty life and existence, does not teach that. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 teaches, wash and be clean. Put away the evil. Learn to do well. You see, we've been doing evil and wickedness for so long because we have been born into sin and shaped in iniquity. We have been born into a sinful system of death, hell, destruction, warfare, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, and shaped and fashioned. So we are taught from babies, join the system, join colonialism, join Wall Street, join the banks, join the FOP, join the CIA, join the FBI, join the International Monetary Fund, join the World Bank, World Trade Organization. Join and crush the African. Crush the Congolese. Crush the Asian. Crush the Middle Eastern sister and brother. Crush the Muslim. Crush the Christian. Crush the Buddhist or the Hindu. Crush the cat, the brother, the sister that lives in Central and South America, Mexico. Crush the one that lives in the Caribbean, Isles of the Pacific. Crush your poor working class sister and brother living in the United States of North America. No. We have to learn to do well. Learn what is righteous. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. This is in the scripture. Who preaches this? Relieve the oppressed. This is an order from the Most High to every church, to every cathedral, to every synagogue, to every mosque. Come together and relieve the oppressed. Work together to eliminate oppression and the power of the oppressor. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Look at the condition of the women and the children. Man locked up in jail. Man dead because of police brutality. Man dead because of warfare and bloodshed. Look at the international sisters and brothers. Look at the sisters and brothers internationally, including the United States of North America. Look at how the men are killed and destroyed, leaving behind the women to raise and rear children by themselves. Now the children are susceptible to drug economy, criminality, going in and out of the prison system, the incarcerating system, the prison industrial complex. So judge the fatherless means we become the judges and judge righteously and say to the wicked system, we will no longer tolerate you destroying the people, destroying the fatherless, destroying the widows who are without men, without husbands. We say justice, justice to the children. Justice to the babies, justice to the women who have been left behind because of warfare and bloodshed and the killing of their men because of warfare and bloodshed. And then ultimately we come together and work together to reform this society, reform this international civilization, and we eliminate warfare and bloodshed. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 7 says, the Lord's vineyard is the house of Israel. This means that you and me, we are all Israel. And I believe Israel is defined as to rule as God. Let me hit that word right quick. I love this scripture. I love the sisters and brothers of the human family. I love the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And we want to eliminate oppression and eliminate the power of the oppressor. Israel 3478. Oh, here we go. Israel 3478, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means God prevails. Well, you are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. You must prevail. We must prevail. We are the vineyard of Yahweh, Yahuwah. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever name you want to use. Yahweh, Yahuwah is existence, existing one. Father and mother, Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Yahuwah, the Lord Yahweh, as having the attribute of begetting and conceiving. That means this is a scientific study of the scientific reality of existence and life, giving birth to existence and life. Scientifically, Yahweh, Yahuwah must be father and mother. Father begets, mother conceives to give birth to life. So life, we are the vineyard of life. A vineyard, grapes and vines, fruit and juice for life and sustenance. So we are the people, no matter your color, race, ethnicity, religion, gender, age, no matter where you live on this planet, we are Israel. We are gods and goddesses who must prevail and become the vineyard of life. So the principles of life and existence may exude through our very being so that all of us may receive life from and through each other by the power of the Most High Yahweh, Yahuwah. Now, Israel, the El portion, is where you get God, the word God, that is related to 430, gods and goddesses, Elohim, Elohim, having to do with not just a man and a woman, but the very civilization that is made up of judges and rulers and all facets of society. All of us are to fulfill those roles and become gods and goddesses. Now, is Ra. You see Ra there from Kemet, from Egypt, because I heard it quoted today. I think St. John chapter 14. My pastor, in his message, said, ye are the light of the world. Well, what is the light of the world in the physical sense? The sun. So you are the light of the world. You are the sun of the world. You are the Ra of the world. The word Ra used to describe the characteristic of the Most High as light. That force in the universe that gives light and warmth. And is it osmosis? That process of photosynthesis. I think it's photosynthesis, that process by which the sun's rays goes into the earth to create growth and vegetation. So this is you and me. We are Ra. We are the light of the world. We are the S-U-N sun, and we have knowledge and wisdom that we may, with those rays of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, penetrate into each other's consciousness and spirit and soul that we may generate growth spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Israel. Now, the is part of Israel is from Kemet, Egypt as well, coming from Aset, called Isis in Greece. This is the original black woman, wife of Asar, who is called Osiris, the original black man called Osiris in Greece. Aset and Asar. Aset associated with the Sirius star system, announcing birth and rebirth and resurrection of who? Ra, the sun. So we are Israel. We are that mother, that womb that announces the birth of the sun, S-U-N, and we are using that reality to become gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, so that we may prevail and reform this society, reform this earth, and reform so completely with the teaching of peace, Yerushalayim. The teaching of peace become nationally tranquil, peace among neighbors and sisters and families, exempt from the havoc of war or destruction of war, because we have eliminated the power of the oppressor and eliminated warfare and bloodshed. Now I want to go to Revelation chapter 3. And let me finish this off right quick. We're the Lord's vineyard, and we are Judah, a pleasant plant, a people of praise, a people worthy of praise. When we do this work, we will become worthy of praise, because we will be giving the proper praise to the principles and attributes and characteristics of life found in the universe and through the universe, Yahweh Yahuwah. But instead, we see injustice. Instead, we see oppression. Instead, we see unrighteousness. And so there's a cry in the earth. This is what we learn from Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7. A cry is going up daily. The cry of the blood of the innocent, the blood of the oppressed, the blood of the afflicted, the needy, the fatherless, the widows, that blood is crying to the Most High. That blood is crying to Yahweh, Yahuwah. That blood is crying to the principles and attributes and characteristics of the existing one, life and living, saying to us, stand up for the principles of life. Stand up for existence for all and not just the few. Deal with the oligarchs, the few ruling class. Deal with the plutocrats, the few wealthy ruling class. Break their power. Reform the society. Sabbath, cessation of death, hell, destruction, warfare, bloodshed, colonialism, and exploitation. Verse 14, chapter 3. Of the book of Revelation, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, Laodiceans, the justice of the people. Remember, we talked about that a few sessions ago. Come on, here we go. You pronounce that Laodiceus, 2994, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The root is 2993. Oh, my dictionary taking a little while. Justice of the people, Laodicea, justice of the people. We're talking about justice for the people. Let me start this. There we go. That's why it's looking strange. Let me go to the book of Revelation again. Having a little glitch here, but we will work through it. Book of Revelation, I've just typed in the word Amen. We want to go to chapter 3, verse 14 again. And the word Laodicean, and I was acting good. The computer's acting nice and fast. There we go. 2993, justice of the people, to reform, to Sabbath, and reform the earth with Sabbath. We need cessation of injustice. We need justice of the people. We need the people to come together, to stand up for equal rights and justice, and bring justice to ourselves, and demand justice from all who are in power, and work to drive out of power wicked leaders, and come together and form leadership ourselves, and we form the new civilization. We reform this earth and form the new civilization, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Unto the church of the justice of the people, write these things, saith the Amen. Remember what we said about the Amen? Amen comes from Africa, comes from Egypt. They don't know that it comes, or they refuse to tell us that it comes from Africa, Kemet, Egypt. But they say that it has to do with affirming and belief in the truth. But in the African Hebrew language, we see faithful, we see verily, we see amen, we see surely, we see truly and of a truth. But when you hit the root here, amen, verily, true, amen, so be it. And then when you hit the root to that, you get aman, foster father, foster mother, the pillars that support of the door, the Almighty Father, amen, the hidden and unseen sacred masculine power behind the universe, and the Almighty Mother, Amenet. See, the amen and the Amenet, Yahushua didn't just talk about the amen. Yahushua also talked about the Amenet. Yahushua, Jesus, Yahushua was birthed in Africa, in Egypt, and Kemet, and Nubia, and the African Twa, the ancestors. So he didn't just teach father, he taught mother as well. And so you have in the definition the foster father, that father that fosters, that father that nourishes. And let me hit that word foster right quick. Let me hit that word foster, sisters and brothers. What is a foster father and a foster mother? The word foster, to encourage, promote the development, to bring up a child that is not one's own by birth, denoting someone that has a specified family connection through fostering rather than birth. So we know that the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother have given birth to us, but we don't see the Almighty Father, amen, the Almighty Mother, Amenet. We see our earthly father and mother. But when we understand the amen and understand the Amenet and understand that through the principles of life and existence, through the universe, through the sun, moon, stars, and planets, through scientific study of the material universe, scientific study of the earth, scientific study of the Milky Way and the galaxies and whatnot, we come to understand that all of this is for the fostering and promotion and encouraging and development of we, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, the children of the Most High. Amen. Amenet, the pillars. Remember what we said about the pillars of truth, justice, and righteousness? Remember what we said about the South, the sacred feminine, and the North, the sacred masculine, and the various principles that uphold the universe as pillars? The African Hebrew scientists, African Kemet scientists, the African ancestors studying this reality, understanding establishment, and understanding strength in these pillars of justice and righteousness. Justice is the sacred masculine. Righteousness is the sacred feminine. Knowledge, the sacred masculine. Wisdom, the sacred feminine. So these principles, spirituality, the sacred masculine, morality, the sacred feminine. So these principles are the pillars that uphold the universe. And when we study all of these principles, we become sure, we become faithful, we become firm, and the truth is confirmed in us, and the truth is confirmed in the universe, and we are established on this truth, and we come into being on this truth. We come into our real, true, and sure being and reality that the Most High desires for us to be. Amen. and Aminet, the foster father and foster mother, says here, these things saith the Amen and the faithful. The word faithful, 4103, pestos, or pistos, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, trusty, faithful, persons who show themselves faithful in the transaction of business, execution of commands, discharge of official duties, one who kept his plighted faith, worthy of trust, easily persuaded, believing, confiding, trusting, one who is convinced that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Now, most of you will only focus on the flesh, but what about the principles that the name Jesus or Yahushua defines? The principles of health, wealth, and prosperity for the whole of the oppressed. The principles of deliverance and liberty for the oppressed. These principles were raised from the dead. The Roman Empire tried to kill those principles, and every empire tries to kill and destroy those principles. Kill and destroy those principles from the people. Destroy those principles and extract them out of the people so the wicked ruling class may remain in power. So these principles are raised from a dead people, raised out of, extracted up and out of. Allah, raised, the word raise, one of the words raised in the African Hebrew language, Allah, Allah, where you get the word Allah in the African Arabic. So Allah, to ascend, raise up. So Allah raises the principles of health, wealth, and prosperity for the masses of the people, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Raises the principles of deliverance and liberty for the oppressed. And raises the principle of vengeance on the wicked ruling class and ruling families for creating a system of death, hell, and destruction. All of this is in the word. Is it faithful or trust? The faithful. Amen is the faithful. Amen, Aminet, is the faithful. The foster father, Amen, and the foster mother, Aminet, are the faithful. Raising up Yahushua from the dead. Raising from the dead masses of the people, poor, working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We become Yahushua, and Yahushua is raised from us, and we no longer remain dead, but are become alive. One who has become convinced that Jesus is the Messiah and the author of salvation. And Yahushua is defined once again as health, wealth, and prosperity, because these have been denied the poor working class masses of the people. No health care, no wealth, no prosperity. Nothing but poverty and oppression. So we need to be delivered, and we need liberty or liberation. This is what Yahushua means. Yahushua is the Messiah. Yahushua, these principles are the principles that will save us, deliver us from the condition of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. These are the principles, including vengeance on the wicked for creating such a wicked system. These are the principles that will bring us salvation. The word salvation is Yahshua. That's the sacred feminine. See, in the African Hebrew language, you have the masculine of the word and the feminine. The feminine is Yahshua. The masculine is Yahoshua. So, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance for the oppressed. These principles are the Messiah. Vengeance on the wicked ruling class. These are the principles that are our salvation. Next break. See you other side of the break.